We're up to the last thing from Sina Rav. Sina Rav Siv Dali Yesh Nogim. Some community Sheechad Sheachar Shebiruch Echad Birchas Hashach V'Anu Achar Rav Amen. One person gets up and he says all the 15 Birchas Hashach. Everybody says Amen. Chazer Echad Nehoinim Amen Mevorach Roinim Achar Rav Amen. Next man gets up and he says all the 15 Birchas Hashach. Everybody says Amen. We can say to Azer Oisim Kolosim Shono Amen. Chila. Everybody answers Amen. So you have Meir Brachas before you even start Baruch Shalom. You said 15 Brachas, Brachas HaShachar. Then you answer Amen. Kol Ha'ayin Amiki L'Hoitzi Bracha Mipivdomi. So you have the Meir Brachas. Ve'en La'ara Aleihem. You shouldn't ask a Taina Ve'loimar. She'kva Yotze Ba'om Mishonu T'chilo. When you answer Amen, then later on they're going to say the Vosa that we Yotze already. The answer is Mepnei. She'ham Ve'baruch Ha'ayin Ha'chavim L'Hoitzi Acherim. He didn't have the mind to be Moitzi them. And they need kavanah lahoitz. I feel them. I'm baruch. Mechavim lahoitz. Yachem. Hey, mechavim shalal lahoitz. Be baruchas. You have a mind not to be hoitz. So that's a question. The Mishnah Berurah paskens against this. Mishnah Berurah paskens that by answering amen to someone else's bracha, it doesn't count for mea brachas. Only if he says hamoitzi and I need the hamoitzi, he says bar peaglof and I'm going to drink the wine. But if I said my own birchas hashach and I answer amen after the other ones, it doesn't count for another 15 brachas. And then he says even chazaras hashat doesn't count. Even chazaras hashat doesn't count. I think Rav Soloveitchik probably would not agree with that one. Rav Soloveitchik thought that chazaras hashat is in addition to the tefillas hayachid. You have to have tefillas hatzibur. The whole tzibur together is yotzi with the chazaras hashat. So it is my bracha. That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the Gaon's practice was he wouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai on the brachas and chazaras hashatz. In the Mechaber it says that everybody says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. So they quote, so the Dogma Bava writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of Acharyim write, what if being Yotzi Kiddush or Havdalah from someone else's bracha, so Hamoitzi, so then you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. That would be a hefsek. They quote from the Groa that his practice was he wouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So the Talmidim of the Groa write, they're guessing, they think the reason why is because it's a hefsek, because everybody has to be yotzi with the Chazaras Hashatz. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go for that, Tom, because the Mishnah Berurah holds la'alocha that you're not yotzi with Chazaras Hashatz, you're not yotzi mea brachas. You only yotzi mea brachas that you need. So he says, even Chazaras Hashatz is not for you, it's for him. So it's not mine, and it doesn't count. So why didn't the Vilna Gaon answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai? He gives a whole different reason why, not like the Talmid Agra. He says because the minig was that the Chazan didn't pause as the Baruch Atah Hashem. Cho Nein Hado'as is five syllables. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo is eight syllables. So if you're going to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai and the Chazan is not going to pause, then you're going to answer Amen. It's going to be Amen Yisayma. He's already in the next bracha. It's a long time after, it's already a few syllables after he finished his bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason for the Vilna Gaon. So he says, and if the Chazan pauses after Baruch Atah Hashem, gives people a chance to say Baruch Shema, even the Vilna Gaon would agree that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. But that's not what the Talmid HaGro write. And the footnotes on the bottom of the page in the Maaseh Rav, they say because the Gro held that it's like the mapsik in the middle. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva. He writes that he doesn't seem to remember when he was growing up. His father passed away. He doesn't remember his father making an announcement before Mikra Megillah, before Tkisha. Everybody should answer Amen. Nobody should answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. And the yeshivas, they make that announcement. He says he thinks his father allowed everyone to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. He didn't even agree on the basic dogma of Baba, that it's a hepsik. I think they have printed in the books that the Baba Sali, when he married off his children, so he felt he had to be Mechabe de Rav HaRashi, that he should be Mesad Kiddush. So he had Motchel Yoh, I think, Asfardish, Chief Abdirishan Litzian. So Motchel Yoh, under the chuppah, so he told the Chosin and the Kala, I'm going to say the Bichas Harrison, you're going to be Yotze, answer Amen. Make sure you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. They said the Baba Sali said, no, our meaning is that we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. Even if being Yotze with the Baruch, he's from Morocco. They said in Morocco, they don't follow the dogma of Allah. If Adam Mechabed, that he did say Baruch Hu Roshma. Okay. So they just had a video of Rav Chaim Kanievsky saying the Bichas HaShach, and his wife said Amen. Then his wife said the 15 Bichas HaShach, and he said Amen. Am I Yotze with that? Let's say, I say Shalos Anish, and my wife says Amen. So she's Yotze with that. She doesn't say Shalos Anish. And she said, Shasani Kiritzono, and he said Amen. So the Shaykh to be Yotze with that. If I would say that bracha, it would be a bracha on Atal. It wouldn't be true for me. That's also Yotze. I wonder. This is the problematic here. And Yud Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, he says the levush is mashma any yachal hotzi bichas hashach bepachas nasar. Can only be mighty other people if you have a minyan. Why? What do you need a minyan? That's a din. That's a din in tefillah. The Ran on the Rif at the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes a Yerushalmi. It's in the Babli also, but it's not the way the Yerushalmi makes it so clear. The Babli have to collect all the Gemara. So Yerushalmi says, we always say Shemei Kohena. One person says Kiddush Avdola, one person Lo Shreifa, one person reads the Megillah, and everybody's Yotze with Shemei Kohena. There are three exceptions to the rule. So one exception is by Kriya Shema. You should be Mekabal and Machash Shema in yourself. Shouldn't rely on Shemei Kohena. Second exception to the rule is Shemone Esrei. You don't allow Shemei Kohena. If you need a refuah, you need a parnasa, you need a shidduch, you should ask on your own. You shouldn't just rely on the other fellow. And the third exception to the rule is when you're eating food. The bracha before, the bracha after. So you don't rely on Shemei Kohena. We do. One person says, I'm Yotze, and everybody's Yotze. So that's not based on Shemei Kohena. A lot of rice, it's not based. It's based, the whole chabura offers one bracha. The same thing, benching. It's Mara Gemara. When you bench mezumen, only the mezamen says the benching. The listeners just say amen. So the Mishnah Berurah explained, that's not based on Shemei Kohena. It's a din that the whole chabura is only obligated to offer one bichas hamazon. Rav Soloveitchik thought it may be a din there, right? So in davening, you don't allow Shemei Kohena by Shemona Esrei. If you need a shidduch, you need a panos, you should ask on your own. So the exception to the rule is if you have a minyan. So the original motivation to institute Chazaras Hashatz was to be Moitzi Deina Boki. That was the impetus to introduce it. Once they introduced it, Rav Soloveitchik said, it's a new din, not just for the purpose of being Moitzi Deina Boki, it's a Tfilas HaTzibur. But the impetus to introduce it was to be Moitzi Deina Boki. So then you need Asor, because that's a din with the Rabbanan. It's not a din. Mishnah Berurah said it's only with the Rabbanan. That these three cases, you don't allow Shema and Kohena by Kriya Shema. It's Kabbalah, Samacha Shema, and Tfilah. And eating food, you don't allow Shema and Kohena. That's only by the Rabbanan. So by Shema and Esrei, if you have Asara, then you do allow. That's the Chazor Sashat, you do allow. But what has it got to do with Bichas Hashach? Bichas Hashach is not, there's a Bichas Shevach. That's not a Barkosh. The Labush is Shver. The Labush has a lot of things that are difficult. You know the story about the Shadis Aryeh, that he, when he was 90 years old, he was taking out a sefer from the bookcase. The whole bookcase fell on him, and all the Torah fell on him. So he said, they were pulling him out, they were afraid he was hurt. He said, it's not going to help, he's going to die. He always disagreed with all these Rishonim and Acharonim, and now they all jumped him. They all joined together and they jumped him, and he asked them all mechila when he was under the pile of swarm, and they were all mechila except for the Levush. Because he disagreed with the Levush, but such, everybody always disagrees with the Levush. So he quotes this Levush. This is a difficult Levush. A lot of times the Levush gives the Pasha Pshat, so okay, so he quotes the Levush. But over here, the Pasha is not like the Levush. I'm even going, what the Mitzad of Yisrael Dvarach, Loima, the Davke, the Boki, Enem Otsu, the Pochas, Me'asar, Meshena Boki, Yitzorach Asar, Af, Laha, Levush. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. The whole Levush doesn't make sense. Okay. See, that's the whole sif in the mechab is also questionable. Do you really need kavana lahotzi and kavana lotzis when I say kiddush with someone else? Do you need kavana lahotzi? So in the Gemara, the simple reading in the Gemara is that it depends whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah saint sichas kavana. If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, then you need kavana lahotzi and kavana lotzi. If you hold mitzvah saint sichas kavana, then you don't need kavana. You need kavana lahotzi. You need kavana lotzi. So how do we talk a paskin? So the Magen Avraham paskins and Echus Kriyashma that by mitzvahs they raise the mitzvah sichas kabana, by mitzvah derabana ain't sichas kabana. That's the Ramban has that psak. Ramban says like that, and then Magen Avraham didn't have the Ramban. He quotes it from the, who does he quote it from? Shuvas HaRadvaz, I think. Shuvas HaRadvaz says like that. The mitzvahs derabana ain't sichas kabana. So if someone else says a broche, someone else says the 15 brachos hasharchem. Even if I wasn't thinking one way or the other whether I want to be yotze, you would be yotze. This the Mechaber writes it as if there's a new din that in order to say shemei koyne you have to have kavanah lahotzei kavanah lotzeis. The Pashto says that that's against the Gemara. That's what some say, that that's the Rambam shita. Balamor has like that in Rosh Hashanah. Some Farenfer is still in the Rambam like that. But based on the simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, brachas, let's say, the rabbanon, at least by being mitzvahs rabbanon ain't tzrichas kavana, then you don't even need kavana lahotzei and kavana lotzeis. The Chabad says over here, do. Okay, that's what to disagree with over here. What siv sim is ein din lebarach brichas hashiyot to kol ha'em, ah ha'tol asma'im. Kol ha'em kishay se tzirach b'ektayim b'gdoyle mebarach hashiyot tzah, she wash her hands, but they were never misakin the bracha on the tilas adai. Even when the kohen go to duchen, the gemara said they have to wash their hands. So that's a question: whether chachamim misakin the bracha? There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. What if the kohen washed their hands when they woke up in the morning? They washed their hands before davening, then they were not misiach das from shmiras hayadai. Do you need takef and atila bracha? Do they have to wash their hands right before they duchen? It was a good day, washed their hands an hour ago. 45 minutes ago, they washed their hands. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So let's say, so that's in Shulchan Aruch, so that's why the Quran, she washed their hands right before they're about to duchen, but they shouldn't say a bracha, because maybe the din is that you don't need takef and atila sadaim bracha. The Gemara says that takef and atila sadaim bracha, Mor has it right before Hamoitzi and right before Mayim Acharein and right before benching. The Mor never says whether you need Tekev and Tilsadayim Brocha by Birchas Kohanim. Tilsadayim before that. So what happens, let's say, if the Kohen washed his hands in the morning and he went to the bathroom in between? So for sure he has to wash his hands again before he duchen. So does he say Brocha or not? So some Acharein said that we never misaken a Brocha on that in Tilsadayim. Why not? I don't know. They said they would have a misakin a bracha. But over here, this in Tilsadayim for sure now. Not for sure, I think some disagree. Avraham wrote a little more, though, let's call me out also. You don't say a bracha on the Tilsadayim. Oh, yod meluch lochais. Oh, yod meluch lochais. Sheshiv shekohem, akad lochai, any lochorach on the Tilsadayim. Even if his hands are dirty, if it's with mei raglayim or with tzoyan, he has to wash them all. Still, you don't say a bracha on the Tilsadayim. I think some Rishonim do disagree. No? I think some Rishonim do disagree. Oh, here. In Sivkot and Gimel, in Mishnah Berurah. I'm a Sefer Arzah Sachayim, Shekosa. Das Rov HaPostim. The Mosa Tzarachim Degdoilam. Lachach Rotzalis Palel. Mavarach on the Tilsadayim. Really? I mean, aspects take it. Some hold that every time a person goes to the bathroom, they call him Gedoylim, and he washes his hands, then he has to say, until it's a diamond washing hands. And some hold when you dab mincha, the only going past him like the Rambam, you dab mincha, you have to say. So the Arzachayim made aspects take out of it. If you have a tzira for both together, then he went to the bathroom, they call him Gedoylim, and he said, today is not the same. Today we have toilet paper, so the kavim are the same as the kavim ketanim. Your hands are not dirty. Your hands are not dirty. Today you wouldn't have this sveik sveika. What is this? If cotton, what gimel? Does he have a footnote here? If cotton gimel. Yeah, that there's one opinion that when you're about to daven mincha, also you wash with a bracha. So we don't follow that opinion, but the tziruf, the kavanah gedolah, we do. Kama kama l'chatchila ein lozes mipsak ha-shulchan rachem sefer ma'aser rav. Ma'aser rav de gro was said a broche before, when he washed his hands for mincha v'mar, he always said a broche. Okay. What's the base? He told me, "Velo shiv sheif ach bishzach levarach hashayatze ein tzarach litol yavad al mishum dekiyus al mishum hikam hikam dekiyus al kecha yisrael." Before you're about to daven, you should wash your hands, even if your hands are clean. What's siv beis hikam? Siv beis. Siv beis hikam. Lachem beyom kippurim. Yitol yadav im lo shiv sheif. And Cain wrote to the hispalel. That's a shayla yom kippur. You're not allowed to rechitza zoser unless al pidin. You have to wash your hands. That's the question. Are you allowed to wash your hands for mincha on yom kippur? A lot of times all year long we don't wash our hands. Yom kippur for sure you shouldn't wash. Shad is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was always machmet to wash with a bracha all year long for mincha for ma'ariv. So did he do the same on Yom Kippur also? I don't know. We don't do it anyway. We all say it's not a shad. Let's see. What's the gimel? Hitamayim yisirch daitim and hatamayim. Akach nimloch hitamayim pamachem. So if you go based upon mashayotze, yeah. The person went to the bathroom and he forgot to say hashayotze. Then he went to the bathroom a second time. He said, Rabbi Pastor, he said hashayotze twice. We don't accept that, sir. He said, Achrayim all disagree with him. And even though they have an expression, the Sfarish Achrayim say, we paskan like Moran Rabbi Yosef Kara, even if 400 Achrayim will disagree, over here there aren't 400 that disagree, and we don't paskan like Moran. Even the Sfarim don't follow this psalm. What's if Dala ain't sure of Hashkemayim? I feel the Tipach has Chayulah. He said, Hashem Yotzer, even if hardly anything came out. Shem Yisos Malek, and the Hotzi Atipah here, Hayakoshalah, the Chayulah. Okay, Shem. What's the next? Oh, it's already 9 o'clock. Okay, we're up to Simen Hay. Dinei Tzitzis. Simeches. Oh, Simeches. It's Tzitzis. Okay.